Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to the Sherlock's Highlights podcast with me, Georgie Courage-Cole. This week, I'm joined by Harriet Russell, Laura Black, and special guest, makeup artist extraordinaire, Hannah Martin.
I thought that should be music.
We are sitting in our office in the open plan, but normally we do the podcast in a meeting room. Today, we're sitting in the middle of office so that we can all keep a bit of distance between each other. So it is Thursday, the 19th of March, and schools are closing tomorrow in the UK. And we have all just made it in, none of us having to use public transport, we've just made it in for a Sherlock's show, which we are presuming to be our last Sherlock's show for a while. It feels like the UK is about to go into lockdown. But anyway, thank you all for being here. How are you finding working from home? So at Sherlock's, we took the decision basically a week ago that we would work remotely. I was saying on the show earlier that we had a Google Hangout with nearly 28 of us on a corner. It was really uplifting to see everybody's faces.
Everyone was smiling.
It was really nice. It was really brief and just to say hello, really. But it was lovely. How are you finally working from home, Harriet?
Yeah, fine. I think the first day was interesting. I was just saying before that we started recording, I think I worked that day from about 8 in the morning till about 9 or maybe even 9:30 at night, just because I felt like some stuff was kind of taking...
There's some stuff to iron out.
Yeah,
procedures,
kinks.
Processes.
It's going to happen. And then I think, Laura, you obviously are my line manager. So you checked in on Tuesday morning and I sort of mentioned that the lists or whatever were a bit late. And then honestly, by Tuesday evening, it was like...
We'd nailed it. Coming up. So we at Sherlock's, we send around the content every day and we try and get it round before 6. Quite often it strays to after 6. Anyway, it was like... Ran well before 6.
Yeah, we absolutely nailed it.
Shout out to the content team. Yeah. They are absolutely smashing it.
And all the people that are pitching in to help them as well who wouldn't normally
And that's
have to.
What's lovely is there are people that, you know, have roles in the business, whether it's broadcasting. I mean, Maria is sitting here. Shout out to Maria.
Yeah.
One of our editors. I mean, she is like working like a trooper. We've also got her colleague with having had her appendix removed. And so I know the pressure is on you, Maria. You're doing a sterling job. But it's just amazing how in times of need, everyone pitches in. And we've got, yeah, people whose roles are quieter, naturally, doing other stuff. And it seems to be working. It's great.
I think one thing I've thought is that you so take for granted just being able to turn around and ask somebody a question.
The time it takes to write a million emails.
And the emails or the chats or somebody asks me something on chat and by the time I've got to it, it's sort of another 30 have come in and I've missed it and then I'm being chased for that. So
there's so many things to go back on.
Exactly. So that is definitely something I'm missing. But yeah. I'd say overall, we're doing all right.
The speed, it makes you realise that working remotely is brilliant, but it's not the answer. There's something to be said for walking out and going, oh, we've got to do that, and can we do that, and can we whatever, and someone else being able to pitch in and not having to have a call with them and a call with them and a something.
But I wonder if it will teach us all now that we can do that. Like, we have no other option now, so going forward, maybe people will take it a bit more seriously.
My friend who works in property, so she does property search, so she helps people moving out of London find houses outside of London. And she said, my career is over for the next 6 months. She said, but I do hope on the other side that everyone's going to realise they don't need to be in London, that they can all work remotely. And she also said the company that she works for is huge in China. And she said they're all back to work now. That gave me real comfort last night when I was feeling quite low, that the company that China is getting back. They reopened, 45,000 Apple stores yesterday, and they are coming out of it. This is not going to last forever. But what about you, Hannah? My heart really goes out to people on their own, to people that own businesses, and also to people who are freelancers or in the gig economy. Like, that's freaking hard. You know, whether you're a personal trainer or a makeup artist or an Uber driver or whatever it is, like, suddenly people don't need you. You've still got mortgages to pay. I mean, bring on the quantitative easing, that's what I say. But how are you finding it in your career?
Yeah, it's certainly an interesting, unforeseen moment in time, isn't it? I suppose we're lucky in a way that we've got the means, like social media, to keep in touch and still be present. Mm-hmm. So that's great. Unfortunately, that, you know, I can create all the content in the world, but that's not going to help
support
my family. Yeah. Right.
People keep saying to me, oh, I mean, you're a digital business. That's great, isn't it? You can work from home. I'm like, it is. But if no one spends any money with you because they freeze their budgets, you've still got 30 plus staff to pay. Like,
yeah.
The digital terrifying. Is great, but you still got to be a business, haven't you?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it's not like our outgoings are going to get any less, you know, because there's still food to buy and mortgage to pay. And, you know, what do we do about Jane, who helps with Bo, my littlest?
Yeah.
You know, I just hope and pray that she can still help. We do a nanny share, so there's another family involved.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's really tough. Funky time to
it's
be
really tough.
In. It blows my mind that these are, as you said earlier, thank goodness this is temporary. Yeah. It's not going to last forever, but these are long lasting impacts potentially on small businesses, and it could take a while for them to recover.
Yeah.
Even when everything does set back
recover.
Up again.
And some of them won't recover.
Yeah, sadly.
Let's just hope the government can do enough. My little brain is like, I say to my husband, who's an accountant, I'm like, why can't we just print more money? Exactly. I've had lessons on quantitative easing. I'm like, just get the whole world to print the same amount of more money, and then surely we can just give it out and it'll be all right. He's like, there's a bit more to it than that. And as I said, my little brain can't get my head around it, exactly how it works. In terms of working from home, how are you finding it? Are you getting dressed? Are you putting your makeup on? I mean, I've been in my trackies, and I actually looked at myself last night. I was like, you look like fucking shit. Like, I've also been unpacking my house. I was like, well, I need to dye my eyebrows. I need a bit of fake tan. I got a spot or two. My nails are shit. I do need to make a bit more of an effort on a day-to-day.
I think I've been similar. Well, actually, I've been at your house.
So. Laura and I have literally been in our gym kit together for 2 days.
And I did the same. Rich. Yesterday, it got to about 11 o'clock and I looked in the mirror and I was like, no, if I go in with this attitude, this is wrong. I don't know when this is going to end. So I put some mascara on. I think nice to let the skin breathe. Would you agree? Mm.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yes.
But yeah, I put some mascara on. I was like, otherwise, this is what's going to happen to me. I'll be a potato by the end.
But I think there's so much to be said, isn't there? You know, if you are getting ready for work and you put on an outfit that you like and you accessorize with jewelry that makes you feel good and you put a bit of makeup on, you are arming yourself, whatever it is you're about to face in that day. And I'm really worried if women stop doing that.
Completely.
Because actually, for most of us, that's probably the only minute of self-love we indulge in each day. So self-care is so important. Like, we mustn't allow ourselves to slump. And as fickle as some people might think it is, actually washing your hair, getting dressed into proper clothes, and maybe putting on a bit of mascara, a small act that will make you feel, first of all, more awake because you've started your day, but also just a bit more pulled together, which I think always helps how I function anyway.
Totally agree. Harriet, what about you? You and your trackies, or are you putting on a nice top and brushing hair?
I like to think that I'm doing 50%. So there are certain things, like Hannah's just said. So when I wake up in the morning, I do my full routine of how I would normally, quote, get ready. So the same order of everything, you know, washing your face or whatever. I'm not putting makeup on because, like Laura said, I have quite troublesome skin. So I'm quite into the opportunity to not do all of that. But I do get semi-dressed. I put jeans and a top on, and, you know, in case we have to do video calls, I'd like to think that was somewhat presentable.
I wondered if everyone got a bit of a shock on our video call yesterday.
I actually couldn't really see your face.
You couldn't really see me, could you? My screen was tilting out. You could just see my forehead. I was like,
she planned that.
No, I couldn't quite work it out. I mean, it was quite basic. I could have just tilted my laptop and it would have worked. Anyway, I look like shit. And I apologise to the Sherlock's team if they're listening.
I just think it's important to try and establish some sort of new normal.
Yeah.
So some sort of new routine. It doesn't mean you have to be dressed up to the nines if no one's going to see it or appreciate it. But if you can just sort of, you know, maybe get up at the same time every day, try and go to bed at the same time every day, and not just sort of lounge around in pyjamas and stuff.
I think you've got to start your evening there as well. We were talking about this on the show. Laura's talking about lighting candles. Laura and I have a shared love of candle burning. Mine, my husband says, but I love a candle. And I think you've got to stop. I mean, and I say that not as someone who's doing it yet, but like, I need to stop. My husband needs to stop. You know, we're all stressed by this. And we really do need to put our laptops away and have an end to the day. And it's one thing being in an office, going home and carrying on, which he and I both do every day, I'm afraid. We are, you know, it's just the way it is for us. You know, it's not that we won't go out, but if we're in at home, our laptops are going and we're doing stuff. But I think now more than ever, you've got to have that line of distinction, haven't you? Got to have time to switch off. Watch Netflix, Formula One, Drive to Survive, Series 2. Rich has watched it all. This? Don't ruin it for me because I'm only on episode 4.
What is this a must see?
What is this?
Yeah, what is this?
This is SLHQ's like favourite TV show.
Oh my goodness.
I haven't watched this.
I just haven't heard of it. It's Formula what?
Drive to Survive, Series 2, epic. It's so good. So we are working on making our podcast work remotely, and there'll be lots of TV chat to come. However, we love a bit of TV chat. Matt, people who come up to me and say, I get all my TV recommendations from the Sherlock's podcast. So if there's one thing that you had to recommend to watch Harriet Russell, what would it be?
I would probably recommend, it's not new, and I'm sure...
No, it doesn't need to be new.
I'm sure lots of people have seen it, but if you haven't watched The Durrells of Corfu, they've just uploaded it to Netflix.
Heather spoke about this
too. Have you not seen The Durrells? Oh my God, it's so sweet.
It's just the Cotswolds people.
No, so it's Keely Hawes. Do you know...
I love Keely Hawes.
It's Keely Hawes, and it's based on a true story. So the Durrells were a real family who in the 30s moved from Bournemouth to Corfu. They were quite eccentric, and their youngest child, Jerry, who in the series is about 12, went on to become a very famous author. And he wrote My Family and Other Animals, if anyone's heard of that book.
Yeah. Gerald Durrell.
Anyway, it went on to ITV. It has 5 seasons, but there's only about 6 episodes per season, so it's not a massive challenge. It went on to ITV initially in 2016, ran for 5 seasons, and they've now uploaded all 5 seasons to Netflix. And it's just adorable. It's Sunday night drama.
Oh, no. Sorry, not best. Put me on that one. Sounds a bit Midsummer Murdery.
Oh, no, there's nothing murderous about it.
Is it more Downton?
Yeah. A bit. Honestly, it's so endearing. Josh O'Connor, who was in The Crown playing Prince Charles, he's in it. Keely Hawes plays the mother.
I like Keely Hawes. That's its redeeming feature.
That's one thing I'm going to try and finish is The Crown.
Oh, yeah, well.
Got to. Okay, well, some people might love the idea of that.
I love it. It's very heartwarming. It's very family orientated. Great for kids.
Sounds a bit like sort of Last of the Summer Wine. Do you remember how awful that was on a Sunday night and there was nothing to watch?
That.
Actually kidding?
It's quite kind of like
The Last of the Summer Wine. Yeah, it's the shittiest TV programme that has ever been on the TV. It's so bad. That old guy with one foot in a welly and the other one in a... The guy with a cap. I'm so shit.
It's like an Antiques Roadshow.
That's shit too.
You should like Antiques Roadshow.
I like Antiques. I don't like Antiques Roadshow. Did you like Little House on the Prairie as well?
Nah. That was Sunday morning, wasn't it?
All these iconic theme tunes. I told you what I used to love on a Sunday when I was like 9 was Monica the Glen. Did anyone used to watch
that?
Monica
the Glen.
Yes.
Absolute classic. I loved
it.
I
can't remember much about it.
Wasn't he quite hot?
He was so hot, Archie. Yeah.
That was it.
Really was. Last of the Summer Wine. God, you learn a lot in times of crisis, don't you? I genuinely... Can't think of anything worse than TV than Last of Summer Wine.
I'm not so saying you're going to watch it now.
Think of the worst programme in your childhood that was on TV. That's my number one, is Last of Summer Wine. I did rewatch 40 Towers the other day with my in-laws. We were staying over half time.
Oh, come on, that's brilliant, though.
Oh, my God, my mind, I laughed so hard.
Only 12 episodes ever made.
Who is Man with Beard?
Manuel.
Oh, my God, it's hilarious. Orally Men. Are you Orally Men? Yes, we are Orally Men. It's just so good. Anyway, Hannah.
I can't remember what it's called, but you might like it. It's kind of documentary style, but they follow the All Blacks.
Have you seen it? I've heard about this.
Oh, brilliant.
I need to watch this.
It's
what's it called? I can't think.
All or Nothing?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
It. Yeah. But there's also, fine. There's another one as well, isn't there?
There are loads of sports documentaries.
The Lance Armstrong one. The one. The Russian doping.
He's a nasty,
I mean, there are some amazing.
Yeah, I love a bit of real life.
Yes.
I love it.
I'm much better in a documentary than a.
Andy Murray, what did people think of that one? Resurfacing?
Enjoyed it.
Did you?
I enjoyed it. It wasn't the best thing I've ever seen.
I have to say, massive Andy Murray fan here.
Me too.
My dad was such an Andy Murray fan that he actually appears in the audience.
No way.
Cheering for Andy, as does my stepmom. Love Andy Murray. Love Kim. Like, they
what
should
a,
be
what
our royal.
Yeah, Kim's great.
Anyway, I love Andy Murray. I did not love that documentary. I actually found it quite boring.
I suppose the only thing that I didn't know, or I think I'd always thought of him as just a bit grumpy and brattish.
Agreed.
But then actually it was
he
like,
comes off really
actually
well.
Tries really hard. He's not fucking
dedicated.
He just, I think... the kind of brattishness alluded to laziness, or subconsciously absorbed what the press were saying about him being lazy, whatever. But my goodness, that man was dedicated to his training.
I mean, I cried in it. I mean, I cry in everything. It doesn't count much, but as in, like, no doubt about his passion for the sport, his professionalism, the drive he has is just phenomenal. That's what blows me away. I've watched documentaries with James Cracknell as well, and
I've watched that.
They always said that mentally James had this capability to take himself to another level. And the athletes that do that, it's mental. And when your body's telling you, you're done. But he just has this ability mentally, and he would always say to himself, if he was dying and dying in the gym, he'd always say to himself, you can do more. So whenever I'm tired in the gym, I'm actually, I stop, I'm like, nope, James Cracknell would carry on. Anyway, I love a sporting documentary, but I didn't love Andy Murray.
Well, I'm going to watch that.
But I want to watch that All Blacks thing. That's a good tip.
Oh, that's great.
Have you watched the Coldplay documentary, actually?
No, but I need to.
That. If you didn't love him before, you're going to love him.
I do love him.
He's brilliant.
We were talking on the show. If you haven't watched the show, get onto YouTube, watch our show, type Sherlock's into YouTube, they will come up. But we were talking about how brilliant Chris Martin was doing his Instagram Live a couple of days ago. It was, well, it'll be about a week by the time this comes out. He played for half an hour live. He didn't play Fix You, which I was really upset about. But he played... Diva la vida, the diva, de, I always say it wrong.
Viva la vida.
Vida la diva.
What?
What is it?
Now I'm questioning myself.
Viva la vida.
Viva la vida.
Viva la vida, which was the theme song to my husband's 40th. Everyone sent in a clip of them, so I shouldn't it. But he played Yellow, which came out 20 years ago and took me back to when I was at university. And
I was going to say, I have a fun story about Yellow. His little sister was in the year above me at school. And we went on a hockey tour around Canada. And in the minibus, she was like, oh, my brother's in this band. Like, do you want to hear his demo tape? It was a cassette tape. And yeah, we listened to Yellow on repeat.
Did
on
you?
Tour.
That is cool.
Not knowing for a second that they'd actually
So have
make
you watched
it.
The documentary?
I have not watched
because
the documentary.
Because it's filmed. I don't know why, but they had somebody filming them literally from like really, really early on. So it's almost like they knew.
Let's face it, he's blossomed.
He has indeed.
GP.
He's bulked up a bit.
He has.
Just grown up. He's just aged really well.
He's bulked up, that's it. He's a bit
grown into himself.
Yeah, we think of the Yellow video and he's like wandering on that wet beach.
Yeah.
You know, a bit young, but
all arms and legs.
Concert, his energy is just the way he bounces around.
I've been to one Coldplay concert.
I have too.
In Bath, probably the smallest venue ever known to man.
Well, you probably would get up close.
But Amelia Gass would remember. We had a great time.
Love him. Anyway, watch the Instagram TV, and I need to watch this documentary. What's it on?
Yeah, it was on Amazon Prime, but I can't remember the actual name of the documentary. I'm sure if we search Coldplay, it will come up.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I was going to give a shout out to the couple of members in our team whose weddings aren't going ahead, which is just too sad for words. It feels so silly to mention holidays that have been cancelled, but equally there are lots of people looking forward to really special, special holidays, which they might be having because they've got over some horrendous illness. Mm. Or, you know, I sort of said we don't have a right to be cross about holidays being cancelled, but some people probably do.
But I think when, you know, some people might have been working for years to
have their one
budget for this holiday of a lifetime, yeah. Right, and then mentally gearing up for it. And I suppose if you are, you know, in a tough place and you've got this light at the end of the tunnel that is your holiday, and then that goes, that's enough to cause someone to dip and struggle.
It's gutting. Have you had holidays cancelled, Hannah?
No, thank the Lord. We're horribly disorganised in our family. We might book a week off and then, you know, with that couple who are like 40 hours before, I'll finally book something.
Clever.
It's very stressful.
Harriet, what about you?
Well, I've got three international holidays booked this year. The first is not until the end of June.
Okay.
So I'm going to remain optimistic.
You're saying there's a chance.
Yeah.
Where are you going?
That one's to the Ile de Ré in France.
Wow, lovely.
The second one I'm more upset about, which is the end of July for my sister. It's her 30th birthday. So we were planning to go to New York and live it up large, so that might not happen. And then the final one was in November, which was to Milan, which really might not happen, so we'll just have to wait and see. Though none of this is completely disastrous because we booked.
Is that the chat that one can get things back on travel insurance?
Yeah, well, I don't like to speak for all travel insurers, obviously, but my own travel insurance people have been great. And they're basically saying the first thing to do is try and contact your hotel and your airline to see if they'll rearrange. If they will, then that might sort the problem. If they refuse to rearrange or refuse to refund you, then come to us and we'll see what we can do depending when you booked. But we book well in advance, so hopefully it should
good.
Be fine.
Yeah. Good. Laura, what about you? Have you cancelled holidays?
So I was just meant to be going to a very small Channel Island, which I no longer can go to. They have shut to anybody because obviously they don't have the care facilities there. They've also got a slightly older population, so they just need to protect themselves. But we have got flexible tickets, so we can change them. So no, I feel in a lucky position that I probably wasn't very organised. But also health as well. So we just have to, you know, just make sure we're all healthy before we worry about all these things.
I so agree. I mean, there are some people who, as we said, have a right to be.
A wedding
really,
is another
really
story.
Made. If you're getting married, that's one thing. I was supposed to go on my first family skiing holiday. The silver lining is I don't need to fight with my children about putting their ski boots on and carry their skis for them. So maybe I've just lucked out. I've delayed it by another year. The misery of your children being cold and losing a pole and a glove and having to walk to a lift and something like that. I mean, it sounds crap, doesn't it? Anyway, so perhaps I've...
I would say, too, if your holiday's been cancelled, having family in that industry, just go easy on them. They don't want to be cancelling your holidays and some people are not being so kind. So,
hear, hear. It's not their fault.
It's not their fault.
There are a lot of holiday travel businesses that are not going to survive this. So everyone needs to remember that. I so agree. We were going to talk about stockpiling. You're not allowed to stockpile. We did a bit of stockpiling early on. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to put my hands up. I mean, I'm not talking like clean the shelves, but this was a couple of weeks ago now. My husband just had a feeling this was going to come to this point. So we did buy a bit of loo roll. We got a few frozen pizzas, you know, a full freezer.
Great.
And bought three extra freezers, you know. What's everyone's approach been?
Oh, again, we are a bit too disorganised. So when we were suddenly like, oh, crumbs, we maybe ought to just go and do a big shop and get some essentials. And there were no essentials left. So I've got some really questionable jars and tins in the larder that I don't know how to use or if I'll ever use them. But it was slim pickings at my local supermarket.
Yep.
But at my local greengrocer, I found fresh fruit and veg and even curry leaves.
That seems to be an abundance, great. Even at the supermarkets. The fresh stuff seems
fine.
All
the locals are well stocked. And if you're struggling in the big supermarkets, go to the locals. They seem to have... Yeah. I guess people are taking their trolleys and filling them in the big ones, aren't they? If you pop into... I went into my local Sainsbury's. And it had everything.
I also have a Londis on my corner, and the guys in there are so nice and so chatty and so helpful. They're not gouging at all. If you go in and say to them, look, I'm really struggling to get this, do you think you'll get some? they're going to find it for you because they're desperate to stay afloat. This is a real time, I think, to support your local
And are they a franchise?
Londis is, and Budgens are owned by the same person.
Okay.
But, you know, that doesn't speak for everyone. If you just have a local corner shop or a local greengrocer, get out and see what they can do, because they'll be able to ease some of the pressure for sure.
Laura, you stockpiled?
So probably a bit similar to you. A few weeks ago, I did a supermarket shop and I wasn't stockpiling as such, but I have three children to feed and I didn't put in one bag of pasta. I put in two bags of pasta. So I feel like we are okay.
You didn't buy 12.
I absolutely did not buy 12. Yeah. And actually, I went to the supermarket a few days ago and it was like an out-of-body experience. Mm-hmm. I mean, all the shelves were empty. People were walking around with masks on, with gloves on. It really kind of opened my eyes to the situation, because I said on the show earlier, but it really made me think for the staff in there that are surrounded by that. And these people are coming in looking terrified. But those staff, that is there every day. And they're still going in there to open the shops for us. So it's a weird old world out there.
Mm. It is. And we might have to homeschool our children. I mean, fucking hell.
I don't have any words for that.
I mean, the memes going around the internet of the mother getting out the cartons of juice.
I'm sure you've seen that.
And then she gets out a wine box. They had one for mummy too. I mean, how early? I always say not to have a drink before 7 o'clock. I mean,
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. That's what I say.
Homeschooling.
Well, my biggest concern is that I've got a 5-year age gap between my kids. So Bear is 7 and Beau's 2. So they're at completely different stages. And actually, you know, Beau's just a bit demanding of me in particular at the moment. So I actually don't know. I think I'm going to need some kind of at-home timetable for sure.
Yeah.
I just don't know how I'm going to do it. I'm not a teacher. I don't know how long they do anything for. How long is a maths lesson when you're 7?
Too long for me to be able to 25
minutes,
out.
Do you think?
I don't know. I'm guessing.
I have no idea.
My daughter did something this morning and asked her to do a number sentence. So, right. What's a number sentence?
Google, quick. My friend who lives in San Francisco went to work on Monday, normal day, came home. As of tomorrow, you will not be going to work and you will be on lockdown as of tomorrow morning. I mean, no.
Wow.
Notice, and anyway, she'd put on Instagram a timetable that they'd drawn up, and it was brilliant.
It
was really good. I think that's the only way to get through it.
We have a timetable that we've used. I mean, we're only day 3 today, but so far,
yeah.
That's why I think you've got to start with structure, otherwise you've got nowhere to go.
And also go and play on your own for half an hour. We're coming back.
Yeah.
Look at the clock or the whatever, and when you see the 3, then come back to me, and then it's snack time, and then it's anyway, my school actually broke up anyway yesterday, but I'm actually going to let mine have the Easter holidays as they would have had.
Yeah.
And they deserve that regardless of what happens on the other side. So we're going to have Easter holidays, which in our house does not require any extra work. And then we will deal with it, I think, when term is supposed to start. It's not looking in this country like they're going to go back to school on time, is it? I mean, if it's September, fucking hell.
Honestly, help.
I'm going to run away. I don't know what else to do. That's not doable. I can cope with an extra 2, maybe 4, but We've got to touch on helping others. I said earlier that the way we've all clubbed together has been amazing. And I do think in times of crisis, human nature's, you know, we're fundamentally good people. Harriet, you wrote a feature that was on the site just about ways that you can help. I was going through it. One of them was give blood. I was like, give blood? It's like, well, who needs to give blood for people with coronavirus? And I was like, God, this is not about coronavirus. This is about the fact that people are self-isolating. There's not enough blood to go around when everyone's fit and well and out and about. So there's all the people that need help anyway, and then you throw this into the mix. Harriet, what else was on the list?
Well, to stay in that same vein about, you know, normal charities, normal institutions having to keep up despite coronavirus, you know, one of the big problems that's happened with stockpiling is that normal homeless shelters or beauty banks are really, really suffering because they can't get their hands on any of the normal supplies that they would to be able to provide for people who are in a really vulnerable state. So my advice would be, if you do look around and you do think you've overdone it, try and take something to a local depot or a local deposit point, because it's really not just about you. It's about all of these normal charities.
Actually, my Sainsbury's, I was in Sainsbury's the other day, they had a great big collection point in the supermarket where you could buy an extra tin of something. Yeah. And if everyone bought one, I mean, I know people are budgeting and thinking of their own finances, but if you bought one extra tin of soup, pea and ham, not to be overlooked. Laura and I did a bit of tin soup tasting on Tuesday with Rich behind the scenes. We found some gems.
Eye-opening.
Lobster bisque. Baxter's lobster bisque.
Absolutely delicious.
A6P. Excellent.
Yeah.
Stick a Gruyere croissant in that and I'd be very happy. Anyway, buy one extra thing, stick it in the box, and you've done a bit of good.
Yeah.
What else was on there? Picking up prescriptions for...
Yeah, so, I mean, very quickly, actually, on Monday morning, no one in my building, I live in the middle floor flat of a 3-floor building, and no one in my building, thankfully, is elderly, but I did still text them, and I said to the whole WhatsApp group, you know, if you are struggling, if you're having to self-isolate, for one, and you need anything, do let me know, because I'm still well, everyone I know, touch wood, is still well, so I can go out and get things if you need them and just leave them on the doorstep. Yeah. And actually people were really grateful. Thankfully no one in my building is affected yet, but that's like the easiest thing you can do is pop a note through and say you're there.
We have a road WhatsApp group and there's now a rota of people delivering things, and actually yesterday
delivering what
to various people that can't get out are elderly. Yeah, there's a real road to go. It's really lovely. Kind of like wartime spirit.
I need to go and knock on my neighbour's doors. They're both in there.
People delivering food, and yesterday half the road had a power cut in the daytime, the rest of us had it in the nighttime, and people were offering to boil kettles and take round cups of tea and inviting people around for sandwiches. But it's just good does come out of this
community is really strong.
Situation too, and you know, I'm now getting to know people that I didn't know before, it's a real coming together.
Yeah, and I have to say, I think one of my neighbours has gone a bit over the top on the stockpiling, but even she said to me yesterday, you know, if you do find yourself short of anything, if you're going to the supermarket and you can't get it, chances are Felix and I have it. so just let us know and we can share alike, and that's really important too, if you do think you might have gone a bit far.
But we've got to keep it going because we don't know how long this is going to last, and I feel like everybody's got the energy for it now.
Yeah,
but keep going.
Could be well.
My sister delivered 3 of her loo rolls to my dad in Cirencester yesterday because he was short and there was nothing to be found.
Mm. Oh, well, I've got a fair bit of loo roll if you struggle.
Daddy, if you hear that.
Yeah, seriously.
On the M4.
Yeah. Just let me know.
Pop down to Wanza.
Let me know. We've got you here, Hannah. We're very grateful that you're here. Let's finish on a bit of at-home beauty.
Yeah, okay.
What can you do at home in place of going out to the pros, or just to make yourself feel good?
Yeah, I just think you need to look after yourself, and bottom line, you've got to look after your skin. You know, I think for the makeup lovers, they can get a bit bored of hearing about skin and skincare, but that's where it all starts. You know, if you wake up in the morning and you look in the mirror and you think, oh gosh, I look all right, then you're winning at this game. So first and foremost, you've got to drink loads of water, and I'm the worst. Actually, when I work at home and I'm kind of set up at my laptop, I might not leave that space for hours on end, and I get to the end of the day and I'm like, oh, I've had some fluids, but I don't think 3 cups of coffee and 2 cups of tea really cuts the mustard.
That's the trouble, isn't it?
Drink a lot of water. Now's the time to mask. If you've got any sheet masks lying around in your cupboard, like, now's the time to treat yourself to a little sheet mask.
Daytime mask.
There we go. Make sure you are exfoliating at least twice a week just to buff off any of those dead or dry skin cells. Lather your skin in moisturizer and just then reap the benefits of having glowing, healthy, vibrant looking skin. There you go.
Haven't they said the pollution levels in
China?
Have you not seen the canals in Venice? Crystal clear.
Really?
Because there's no cargo or cruise ships going through.
If you ever needed proof of what we're doing to this planet. Thank you all so much. I'm so grateful for you coming in.
Can I just say?
Tell me.
On your wall, you've got a lovely bit of artwork, but I keep looking back at the courage, dear heart. And I just think, what a brilliant message now at this particular time where it's, you know, it's all a bit odd. Everything's a bit up in the air. But courage, dear heart.
Oh my God.
Are you crying again?
I can't help myself at the moment. It's so true.
I know.
We've got children we've got to keep happy and protect and... What a world we live in. Anyway, thank you so much. Stay well, stay healthy, look after each other. Hopefully we'll be back soon. Who knows when? But that's it for this week. If you enjoyed that, then do please rate, review, subscribe, and tell your friends. And hopefully you will hear from us again soon. Bye-bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.